الحمد لله نحمده ونشكره ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah. We thank Him for everything that He has given us.
We thank Him for the sustenance that He has provided us
for our being. It is a miracle every day that we continue to live.
And for every day that we live, we thank Him for all that He has given us. Our sustenance,
our families, our friends, our community, our mosque, our freedom, our faith, Islam. We are privileged to be part of this religion. We are doing no privilege for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being part of this religion or to give to this religion. It is indeed a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely all the angels and God have
prayed for His peace and blessings, O you believers. Hey, pray for the peace and blessings of Prophet Muhammad. We live in very precarious times, very strange times.
When we look to the Quran, we read the verses from the Quran Kareem, and we read about the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and things seem very simple. We believe in God. We believe in the messengers of God. We believe in the angels. We believe in the books. We believe in all of the articles of faith. And we are supposed to do good, to work for justice. It is so clear when we read the Quran what we are supposed to do. But, like everything else, it's how you apply it where the challenges come. Because as they say, in any basketball game or any football game, there's not one on paper. Just because you have the best players doesn't mean you're going to win the game. And just because we have the best religion doesn't mean that we will prevail all the time. In fact, the Quran tells us, be ready for adversity, especially when they attack you. وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. So, be patient, persevere. And this is talking about when you are attacked in any way, politically, or in the case of the Muslims and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, physically at some times. But when we see the anti-Muslim rhetoric, the Quran always tells us, persevere, be patient, be with Allah. Surely God is, do not be depressed over what they are doing. Do not worry over what they are planning. Because when we start believing that we can be derailed from our mission, we lose. But when we believe that our mission is so important that it cannot be derailed, we are victorious. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Surely God is with those who are conscious of Him, and they are the ones who are doing good in this world. So, it's very clear. But as I said, the challenge is how we're dealing with the details in this world. The Quran also tells us, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائلا لتعارفوا. Now it is talking not to Muslims, يا أيها الناس. Now it's talking to humanity, to people. Oh, you people, you have been made from a pair, a male and a female, created from a pair, and made into different nations and tribes, so you may come to know one another. لِتَعَارَفُ. And so this is a sign to us that we also have to be in the market of getting to know others, of engaging others, Because how is Islam ever going to be known if it is only confined in the buildings where Muslims are? We cannot just speak to ourselves, we speak in terms of educating ourselves, but our market is out there. Our market is with people. It is the market of ideas. And Islam brought wonderful ideas to this civilization, to world civilization, to the point that the only civilization that is named in the books of history by a religion is Islamic civilization. There is no other religion that is, has a civilization named after it. There is Greek civilization, there's Chinese civilization, there's Western civilization now, there's so much Roman civilization, and there is Islamic civilization. And this was produced from the words of the Quran that inspired millions and led by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as far as we're concerned, we are supposed to engage in da'wah. Da'wah is mandatory for us. It is mentioned in the Quran. So when you do da'wah, who are you doing da'wah to? You do da'wah to people, towards people. As the Quran says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْوَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنَ اتَّبَعَنِ. Say, this is my way. The Prophet is, the Quran is telling the Prophet, this is my way. I invite you to God. Me and those who follow me. In a very clear and transparent manner. So it's telling the Prophet, go ahead and invite people to God. Now some scholars make a very important observation here, because the Quran is saying in this particular verse and other verses, invite them to God. It doesn't say invite them to Islam. And here's the difference between Muslims in terms of da'wah and other religions. We are told not to proselytize. In other words, our job is not to convert people. Our job is to make Islam known through our words and through our actions, and then invite people into gatherings to discuss things. As the Quran tells the believers, وَتَعَوَّنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَّنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help one another, ta'awun, help one another in what is virtuous, what is good, and God consciousness. Do not help one another in what is sinful and what is aggression. So already the Quran is giving us the parameters for how we engage people. And as the Quran says, our job is to go and invite. As the Quran also says, أَدُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِدَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Again, the command, the imperative, أَدُوا. Go and invite people to the way of your Lord. Again, it's not saying go and convert people. This is whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the gift of Islam, who deserves Islam, that's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that human being. We just make the information available to people. So, أَدُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِدَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. In wisdom, and when we admonish, when we give people warning signs that that's dangerous, try to do it in a nice way, in a beautiful way, not in a harsh way. مَوْعِدَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. This is telling us even the style by which we speak to others about Islam is as important as the content. Just because you have the truth doesn't mean that that is something that it will prevail if you try to impose it on others, in other words, in a way that is not wise and is not beautiful. The Quran also tells us that there is no compulsion in religion. Then the third verse on da'wah comes in how it describes what is the best of speech. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And what is the best, what better speech is there? Quran is even putting this as a question. What better speech is there other than the one who invites people to God and amila salihan and does work of righteousness, does work of reform, does work to improve the conditions of his or her society. So here, it's وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى to invite وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And so the Quran is telling us in this effort to invite people, we also must show our good work. It's not just, as they say, you preach but you don't practice what you preach. No, we practice what we preach. The Quran is admonishing us that we must do something to not only underscore, but to be the manifestation of our work. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam always told us, I mean, has said very correctly and very succinctly, faith is what is found in the heart and what is manifested by a deed. So that is the approach of the Quran and the approach of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Quran continues to say, evil and good are not equal, so repel evil with good, so that the one with whom there is enmity becomes as if he is your closest friend. Here we have the issue of conversion. Not the conversion of faith. This is again up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the human being. Our job is to create the freedom so people have free choice for religion, which religion they want to practice. Then we educate them about Islam and we do our good work, and then let that be the means by which they choose what they want to do. But the Quran here is also saying, convert people from enmity to friendship that is warm, as if they are your closest friend. وَلَا تَسْتَوَى الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا سَيْئَةُ اِطْفَعْ بِالَّذِهِ أَحْسَنْ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. So repel evil with something that is good, and convert people from enmity to friendship. This is the conversion that we are supposed to be launching our mosques and our organizations and our schools, our efforts towards. Make Islam known and build friends and try to convert enemies into friends. Sometimes, unfortunately, what happens is sometimes a Muslim will do something that creates more enemies than friends. Now, sometimes we have to speak out for justice, regardless of whether people like to hear it or not. As the Quran tells us, stand up for justice, even if you have to be witness against yourself and your family and your community. But to say it in a way, and to work in a way, and to continuously engage people, لَتَعَارَفُ, to get to know them, to get to know one another, and to assist them in goodness, and in God consciousness, and then to speak to what is of their apprehension. This is the way to begin the process of inviting them to the way of God. This is effective da'wah, so that people become friends, not enemies. And this is the way of the Quran. I say all this because we have a, in my opinion, a historic event next week. There will be an event for da'wah, for ta'awun, an event to invite people, to get to know people, and to develop how we can cooperate with one another for good things. Every time there is a Muslim convention by any organization, we are going to be intending to proceed along those lines of getting to know, cooperating, and converting people so that they become our friends, and then inviting them to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So next week, this event happens to be the 12th annual convention of the Muslim Public Affairs Council, and the decision by the organization is that it will be not in a hotel, not in a social hall, but in a church. To underscore the point that we are speaking not to ourselves when we gather in a Muslim convention, but to speak to the public. To underscore that when we talk to others, ta'awun bil-birri wal-taqwa, in goodness and in God consciousness, to develop common grounds with the other, and to figure out what we can do together. And to also underscore that there can be positive Muslim, Christian, Muslim, non-Muslim relations in our community today, because all the news we ever hear about is either a Christian who comes who wants to burn the Quran, or a Christian who wants to come and produce a nasty movie about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to incite hatred. But in our case, we're saying there are Christians who are good, and from Ahl al-Kitab, who we feel they have a message like we have a message, as the Quran says, and therefore there is an opportunity for us to meet and talk about what we are doing. Now, it is a Muslim convention. No doubt this is going to be Islam represented. It is not an interfaith gathering. It is not a, you know, as they say, Muslims now changing their way. No, this is clearly an Islamic event. What is important for you to know, I don't know if people here have heard about it, but the second it was reported that we were going to have an event at a church, then the extremists in America said, how dare the church invite terrorists to their sanctuary? How dare the church invite extremists to their church? So immediately now, as soon as Muslims want to engage with the public, and this is true in everything we do, we are challenged by the hate that we find in America against our religion. We are looking at the problem right in the face right now in terms of anti-Muslim bigotry and hatred and racism, all conflated in terms of attacking Islam and Muslims in this day and age. And then what we decided to do, we had a press conference yesterday, and 30 leaders from Muslim, Christian, Jewish, people of all faiths came and supported this event as an important event to have for the purpose of seeking common ground among the faiths. And there were radio programs, and there were TV programs, newscasts, and newspaper articles about it. Alhamdulillah, I think we can say now that what we are doing is we are turning the tables against the extremists. They try to make us look like we are extremists, but now the narrative is exactly the opposite. They are the extremists, and they're being exposed for their extremism in trying to prevent people from having a meeting and talking about the affairs of the society and what is good for our society. So alhamdulillah, in this case, I'll announce it at the end. So but for the purpose of the khutbah, I just wanted you to give you an example, very small example, of an event for the purpose of da'wah. And even though the Quran is very clear on what we're supposed to do, you're dealing with human emotions. You're dealing with people who really don't have an agenda for justice. You're dealing with a media that don't want to show the truth about Islam and Muslims. But that doesn't mean that we stop working for the cause of Islam. And we say very clearly, "Qul hadhihi sabili adu ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani." So we say this is our way, the way of God, along from the leadership of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who follow him, and that is us today. Adu Rabbakum, supplicate to your Creator. Alhamdulillah, ولا إله إلا الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We talked about the Quran in terms of setting for us principles, not just of faith, but how to interact with the other. As the Quran says, God created us from a pair, a male and a female, so that we may get to, and made us into different nations and tribes, so that we may come to know one another. Nata'arafu. So ta'arafu is an important aspect of our faith, and this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go and know the other. Know different tribes, different people, different nations. And it also talks about the process of cooperation, ta'awwanu, to cooperate in things that are good, that develop our consciousness, and not to cooperate, not to assist one another in sin or aggression. And finally, in terms of da'wah, to invite people to the way of our Lord with wisdom and with beautiful admonition, to warn them of the dangers of their of people's behavior, which includes our own behavior, and to stay away from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that so that we are empowered to deliver the message to humanity, which is our job. Our job is to deliver the message of Islam to people in the market of ideas. And next week, inshallah, as I stated before, there will be a convention that talks all about that. It will be just down the street from here, and we will give out flyers at the end of this khutbah, inshallah, so you know where and when it will be. Let me tell you though, as a result of all the media this event is getting, we are going to get people who are our friends who are not Muslim. We want to make sure there are more Muslims at this convention than non-Muslims. And our job is to work in this convention so that we secure the future of Islam in America. We secure the future of our children by making Islam known. Because the media and the politicians, all they react to are the negative stereotypes about Islam. The only people who can change that is us. It is our responsibility to make the reality out there to the public, and we're going to be doing that, inshallah, at the convention. So this is in earnest in terms of understanding the Quranic decree, أَدُوا إِلَىٰ خَبِيْهِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِدَةِ that we invite people to the way of our Lord in wisdom and beautiful admonition. We pray to Allah that He bestows on us comfort in these times of danger, that He comforts our hearts in this time of anxiety, that He secures the rights of our children in this time of danger, that He helps us in delivering the message of Islam to this society, that He helps us in working for justice for all people, that He comforts us as we strive in His cause, that He gives us the energy to strive in His cause, and that He helps us in securing the future of Islam in our society. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنحى عن الفحشاء والمنكر